Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Terry Larson, I'm a general surgeon starting here at Huron Regional Medical Center. General surgeon, but I guess I'm a rural general surgeon, so.
So when you say rural general surgeon, you recently were living in Vermont and practicing rural medicine in that area as well.
In Vermont and New Hampshire.
Yeah. Okay. So when you say rural, just for people to understand, you know, I think sometimes in big surgery centers, even general surgeons are specialized, right? They're the guys doing the lap coleys or the gallbladders or, you know, those types of things all day, every day. Yeah. And that's what they do. When you're in rural medicine, you have a greater need to be able to do all sorts of surgery.
Right. I mean, besides doing the general surgeon thing of gallbladders and appendicitis, and, you know, I'm also available when occasional trauma comes in. Also, I'm the gastroenterologist for the area because GI doctors don't work in small hospitals very often, some outreach, but I do a lot of endoscopy. 50% of what I do. And when I was training, it was 2% of what I trained for.
Right.
But it's 50% or more of what I do now.
Right. So for general public endoscopy, you know, what would screening, right?
Screening colonoscopies are huge. Diagnostic colonoscopies, which is like, well, if you have blood in your stool or something, and then you need to look and see what's the cause of that. Is it something benign or is it a malignancy, which everyone worries about? Or upper endoscopy, you know, why does my stomach hurt?
Right.
Do I have an ulcer? Do I have a swallowing issue?
Dealing with some heartburn that you seem to get rid of.
Yep.
A bigger issue than
some
we thought.
Some people, the amount of people that don't wear their dentures and try to eat steak or stuff and then get food lodged in their esophagus. I've had to remove many a food impaction.
Okay, that's something new for me. I guess I didn't think about that. So is that typically something you would see, you know, they come to primary care and they go, I'm having trouble swallowing, and then they end up referred to you, or is that something you see in the ER?
Yeah, a lot of ER.
Okay, all right. So, you know, the broad scope there, we talked about colonoscopies, endoscopies, you know, your general. What about any other, you know, skin lesions, skin cancer removals?
Absolutely, all kinds of skin lesions, skin cancers, but other lesions that are bothersome. People have little fatty tumors called lipomas that bother them. And, you know, if they become uncomfortable, they usually want them removed. I'll do that. Sometimes I'll do it in the office. If it's big enough, I'll go to the OR.
So usually the primary way to get to you if there's an issue like that is usually someone would go see their primary care provider first and talk through that.
Most likely, that's how you're going to see me. If we've already had an established relationship, you've seen me for other things and you think it's a similar thing, then you could usually make a direct appointment, but most often you through the primary care.
Sure, get that direction.
Or through the emergency room.
Yeah. Or the emergency room.
Emergency.
So emergency room, if I were to come into the emergency room and you or Dr. Lowen are on call, you're the general surgeon, what types of things do you respond to in the emergency room as a rural general surgeon?
So it's a consultation usually. So any abdominal pain that they're not sure of that could be need require surgical services. So potential appendicitis, gallbladder issues, a ruptured bowel happens, impacted foreign bodies in the esophagus, you know, anything they're unsure of, lacerations, complex lacerations, trauma.
If I come in, I have a minor laceration on my eye right now. If that had been more serious and I had come in and they decided that the provider on call is not wanting to stitch that up, they needed to call general surgeon. Would you do that then in the ER? Would you schedule a time? Obviously, if it's a laceration, you're going to do it. But what's the typical flow of that? Would you do it in the ER? Would you just go ahead and take somebody to the OR? Just kind of depends on the severity at the time.
Yeah, it depends. It's case by case basis and the severity and
okay,
and what state the person's in. Sometimes there's things you can do in the ER, but if the patient is a little more hysterical or has issues, then maybe they need a little sedative and you need to go. Quite often I'll do that with younger children. It's like things you might do in the ER. It's like, well, this might be better done in a more controlled environment like the OR.
Sure. So when you speak about that, you see all ages, right? General surgery doesn't have a specific age group, so you can see children all on up.
Yeah, I probably, depending on what the issue is, like 2 to 99.
Okay. I think we have some centurions in the community that might try to get you back on that.
I've
one.
I've operated maybe. In a centurion before. And many an octon and non-Aryan.
So maybe you do a surgery on me or on a patient in our community. Maybe it was an urgent appendectomy or something like that. Do you see that patient in the hospital also after, you know, if that might be something that just goes home, but if it's something that requires an inpatient stay, they do then go around on that patient in the hospital.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So you kind of follow them throughout their stay here.
Yeah. You typically, I'm the one that admits you to the hospital and takes care of you all the way through.
It's kind of nice.
I might ask the hospitalist to assist me in taking care of you, but I'm responsible.
Sure. Great to know. And then if I need to follow up with you for some reason to make sure I'm healing well or my incision is looking good, then I would follow that same pathway and see you in the clinic as well, maybe as a follow-up.
Yep.
So that kind of maybe shows a little bit about the rural medicine. If we were in a big center, I might not see you all the way through. I might see different physicians, all their surgeons all the way through.
Right, or physician's assistants and nurse practitioners.
Sure. So, you know, you don't think about general surgery necessarily as something that you go and develop a relationship with your general surgeon, but small town, rural communities, there's definitely that opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. I've seen many a patient in the grocery store.
Right. So is that a reason, one of the reasons you are here in South Dakota? I mean, you were in a rural area. You recently moved to South Dakota from Vermont. You have roots in the area. What brought you back to South Dakota and rural practice?
I've always wanted to come back to my roots. So,
so you have family that originated in the area.
Right. My parents, my father grew up in Redfield, South Dakota. My mother grew up in Miller. They met at Augustana. So, and my mom went to Huron College here for a year.
So kind of feels a little bit like home. Now, not necessarily home you would call your start in Sioux City, Iowa, correct?
Yeah, I grew up in Sioux City.
Okay, and then attended some schools around that area. You want to just walk us through a little bit of, you know, your education, what made you want to follow what you did follow in your undergrad, kind of the trajectory and pathway of your career there so that, that we can understand, you know, why you're here in general surgery.
Well, since I grew up in Sioux City, continued my Iowa roots by attending Iowa State University, and I got a degree in biochemistry. And at the end of that, I was a little tired of school, but I'm like, what do I do with a biochemistry degree? So I went on and did a year at the University of Iowa and got a degree in medicine, major in medical technology, which is essentially a hospital lab scientist. And then I did that for a number of years, and then I decided I wanted to grow up and become a doctor. And we had moved to Kansas City at that time, and I applied to the osteopathic school in Kansas City. Well, I applied to several schools, but I was lucky enough to get accepted at then it was Kansas City Osteopathic College of Medicine. Now it's Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences. They changed halfway through when I was attending it, but and it's really flourished. It's an incredible campus now. So it was kind of in a short arc. That was my story that really spanned about 10 years.
Sure. So when you were working as a hospital lab, you know, scientist in a hospital setting, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Were you already thinking general surgery at that time before you entered medical school, or was it in medical school that you decided to go the general surgery route?
Well, that was the era of like ER was the big show on TV. So of course I wanted to be an ER doctor. Starting out, and then, you know, in medical school, and I kind of found out, I'm like, well, it's not all the glam that the TV show is. It's a lot of see a patient, treat them, and then move them on. You never really follow anything through. So I was a little disillusioned by it. And family practice, which is really important. I was not, it's a lot of chronic diseases, and that just wasn't my thing, fighting high blood pressure. And but I did a surgery rotation, and I kind of fell in love with it because it's like writing a story. You you start the beginning, and then you follow it all the way through, and you get to write the end. Or the saying in surgery is, a chance to cut is a chance to cure. So, you know, someone comes in with an illness, and you can cure them.
So the same reasons you started out in general surgery, does that still hold true to be what you really like about general surgery? Is that, you know, what you enjoy about being a general surgeon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. It worked then. You chose right.
Yeah.
You chose right. So we talked about you being a rural general surgeon with a wide, you know, a myriad of skills that you need to have to treat people in a rural setting. Are there any specific areas or specialties within the general surgery realm that are really specifically interesting to you, or, you know, that you would like to potentially build a bigger program here in some specific subset of general surgery?
And I really like hernia repairs. Just even the basic inguinal hernia repairs. Plan to use that, and then expanding my laparoscopic hernia repairs, including inguinal, but all the abdominal.
Sure. So to be able to do those minimally invasively and help people get past that pain. That
right, and then expanding my diagnostic use of ultrasound to figure out what's going on.
Okay. Can you explain that a little further? Someone might not necessarily understand what you would use a diagnostic ultrasound to do.
So they say, you know, ultrasound uses sound to create images or develop images. And it's not as harmful as radiation like x-rays and CT scanners. And it's becoming much more widely used, even at the bedside. So there's quite a few upcoming and new uses for even looking at the lungs to see if the lung is inflated or not, to look at the heart to see if it's beating properly or there's enough fluid. There's so many uses. They actually are starting to teach medical students, so they're all getting issued ultrasound. You can use it for so many things, for biopsying like masses under the skin that you can't quite see or barely feel. Visualize it with an ultrasound and get a needle into it. Use it in breast surgery quite a bit for ultrasound guidance.
Mm. So in those cases, we do that here with, you know, some pain management and some breast. What other things could you use the ultrasound guided, I guess, surgeries for? How did you get that? Because you use a radiology team. Typically, you have a radiology team come in and they help you with that ultrasound. You direct that. But they assist you in guiding that ultrasound. What other things are up and coming, or what could you imagine using that for here?
For definitely putting ports for long-term access for chemotherapy, for dialysis catheters. You know, should you develop an abscess or something that's deep, we can use that to put a drain in percutaneously, the drain into the gallbladder percutaneously.
Okay.
And that's a very common use, though it's not a common procedure, it's a common use.
Who is Dr. Larson as the Dr. Larson we see at the grocery store? What are some of your hobbies? What do you enjoy doing when you're not operating on people?
I enjoy cooking. I've been a gardener on and off. Hopefully I plan to get back into that. But yeah, I like gardening and cooking. I like to tinker. I do a lot of modeling. Other stuff. I like to play board games. I like trivia.
Kind of exciting. So I had mentioned to you there's a United Way trivia, and I hope they do it again, but it's typically in the winter, and they kind of rotate locations throughout the community, and maybe it'll be the new trivia buff in town. So when you're cooking, do you have a specific style or type of food that you really like to cook, or is it just kind of a variety?
Variety. really got into a lot of Asian dishes, curry dishes, and Thai noodle dishes, drunken noodles.
Yum.
So
we have great grocery stores here for that. Maybe you told you that.
I know.
Many Asian grocery stores.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Latin American dishes.
Things, you know, things in the community you look forward to getting involved in. I mean, obviously, maybe the trivia or anything else that you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to do that. Or you probably haven't even had a chance to explore that yet.
No, I'll plan to this weekend to go visit the local Episcopal Church. So I was a member of the Episcopal Church out east, so we'll be looking at this weekend. Plan to check out, was it the Norby?
Yeah, Norby Community Center. Yep.
Good. Plan to see that this weekend.
Good.
And see what else there is around.
Yeah, well, we're really excited to have you here, and hope Huron starts to feel like home very soon. Mm-hmm. Just happy to have your services here and your knowledge, and here to take care of our community when we need it most.
Yeah, I'm excited to be part of it.
Well, thanks again, Dr. Larson. If anyone wanted to inquire more about seeing Dr. Larson or seeing family medicine or internal medicine primary care provider to get a referral to Dr. Larson, you can certainly call the HRMC Physicians Clinic at 605-353-7660. And again, taking referrals from all practitioners in the community, right? Wouldn't necessarily have to be someone that's at our clinic.
Right.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thanks for being here. We're excited to have you join our community.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.